Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana. First off, I wanted to say to please check out the description box under the show for Blog Talk. I do offer a sliding scale fee for my readings if you're interested in a longer, more in-depth reading. My prices are very reasonable. Please check me out on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. And the link is in the description box on Blog Talk underneath the show, my show. And, excuse me, feel free to contact me anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. A little bit about myself. My name is Christiana. Welcome to my show. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it is an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I am drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past 11 years. I am highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I am not perfect and bound to sometimes get things wrong. Just being honest here. I am an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. So just a reminder once again, please, everybody, one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Thank you. I will be taking the first caller, 510 area code.
Hello, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your question?
Hi, my name is Dan. I want to see, do you see things happening stretching for Valentine's Day?
Can you repeat that?
Do you see anything special happening for Valentine's Day, or is it just another day?
Okay. And your name again?
Tasha.
Okay, so I am seeing that it's like you have a goal. First, I'll do your reading, and then I'll answer your question more specifically.
Okay.
I pulled an Earth card for you. The Four of Earth. Four of Earth. Excuse me. And so with perseverance, you will attain the success you had planned. Success can bring loneliness, however, and to reach this success, perhaps you shall sleep alone. Prophet, the goat always reaches the top of the mountain. On the card, the goat is on the top of the mountain. So, pertaining to your question about meeting someone for Valentine's Day, or spending time with someone on Valentine's Day, this card says that you have the goal, right? But then the second card, which is a fire card, Ten of Fire, this one is reversed, and it says that there will be barriers, obstacles will get in your way, bringing you discredit and weakening your spirit. Try to reconsider, as you will not always be able to get away from tests. And even if you could, the balance would be negative. Examinations and tests of any nature that you will fail or avoid, resorting to countless excuses. So basically it's just saying that this is like a test for you. Like, let me check in with spirit real quick. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but they're saying that the test is to see if you can manage things on your own. So they're like wanting you to be on your own right now, manage things on your own. And then I got the message from Earth card. And this is just taking a different turn. It's not really related to your question, but it says that you have a gift for activities related to the earth, such as agriculture, cattle raising, and particularly mining. Fields of study such as agricultural, engineering, farming, laboring, geology, etc., fertility, and any kind of plans, desires, and projects. So, it is a desire that you want to meet someone, but I don't think it will be on Valentine's Day that you will meet this person. But your desires, as long as you have the desire to be with someone special, you will manifest that desire because you have a gift for manifesting things. There'll just be some obstacles in your way for this Valentine's Day. So I don't see you being with somebody this Valentine's Day, but you know, I do see you eventually meeting someone special. So don't lose faith or hope.
Okay.
Do you have any questions? I mean, like clarity,
no.
Clarification. On anything?
No. Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. I can put you on hold to listen to the show. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Next caller is calling from the 614 area code.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Who's calling?
This is Sosin from Columbus, Ohio.
What is your question for me?
My question is, do you see anything coming up for me in terms of career?
Okay. One second while I shuffle my cards.
Okay.
Okay. So, I pulled three cards for you from my Orisha's deck, tarot deck. And the first card I got is the Village card. And on this card, like, huts are on fire, people are running around, there's people laying on the ground, like, obviously injured. Are you in either. I would see it being a destructive relationship or unhealthy, like family situation, like dysfunction. Is that surrounding you right now? Chaos, dysfunction, as far as relationship?
Yeah, home life is dysfunctional, I'd say.
Yeah, so that's just confirming what's going on. And then I pulled the Oshumare card with, looks like a cobra snake, and there's a rainbow behind it and a sun. So I am going to look that up. So I'm going to read what's in the book right here. So we see the shape of a snake, yin, feminine, cold, negative, the moon, and a rainbow, yang, masculine, warm, positive, the sun. A tree under which Oshumare, in her feminine shape, takes shelter after the rain has stopped and the sun by her side. The sun's light passes through water drops and creates the rainbow and its seven colors, painting a daub of enormous beauty in the sky. Oshumare was born from Oshala and Nana Baruku, the oldest of all mothers of water, to be Yamaya, the ancestor of them all, representing the union of the sky, the earth, and the water. She therefore meddles with all three, and as already seen, she may take two shapes, two different essences. She has a power of change, transformation, going up and down, confronting and at the same time uniting the opposites, because she comprises both masculine and feminine genders. So she is also connected with to the psychological archetype of bisexuality. I'm not saying that you're bisexual, but she possesses both the masculine and feminine traits. So basically, this is a card of transformation. If you decide that you want to make changes, Oshumare can help you with that. Transform and make changes in your life so you can get yourself in a healthier, a better situation. Can I ask what your ethnicity is, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm African.
Huh?
African.
One second. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can hear you now. What did you say?
I'm African.
Okay. They are from Africa, the Orishas, the Yoruban tribe in Africa. So that would make sense that Oshumare is coming through for you as someone that can help guide you right now to get you into a healthier situation, one that is not so chaotic. And the third card I pulled is the Two of Earth. Thanks. Okay, so this third card is, it looks like a walrus or something. Like it has the long teeth.
What's the animal that has the long teeth? Yeah, the walrus. So this card is reversed, which I am thinking that means that you're not in touch with your own strength and your own courage. Because for some reason, I feel that this animal represents your strength and courage. And because it's reversed, it's like you don't have that strength and courage to move forward in your life. So I don't know what you don't have to tell me. But I don't know what your religious or spiritual beliefs are. But if you would like, I'd call an Oshumare to help guide you if you're willing to make changes in your life and step out of that chaos. Your original question, can you remind me of the question again? I kind of got carried away.
Oh, what's coming up for me in terms of career?
Okay, career. I'm not really sure what this message means, but it it has something to do with you being at the crossroads and the earth element. So you're at a crossroads and there are like 1, 2, 3, 4 directions that you could head in. So you have a lot of different options. And I'm seeing that one of the directions has something to do with water. Maybe it's by, the business could be by a lake or a river or something like that, or a body of water. I'm not sure what type of a job it would be, but it will be by a body of water.
One of them?
Huh? Yeah, one of them. One of a new job.
Okay.
And I see somebody on a computer, so it could possibly mean that you will be doing some sort of secretarial or data entry work.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is your reading for today. I hope that provided some insight.
It did. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen. Okay, next caller, 216 area code.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Yeah, I just want you to look in to see how my finances are going to be over the next 90 days. I'm on 2 months being out of work, and I've never really had to scrunch so bad with finances. I'm really getting worried.
Okay.
I haven't found a job yet.
Okay. So your question is, will you start making money soon?
That's a yes. You can category. That's good. That was a good way to put it. I'm not thinking clearly. Plus, my dad died last week, so I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm just, my head is so clogged right now. Just, yeah. I know. Just
see
what you can pick
up. The cards are telling me you have a lot of water surrounding you, the element of water. And one card shows someone that is sinking underwater and holding onto a branch and keeping their head above water. So it's like that's where you're at right now, is you're just trying to keep your head above water. excuse me, sorry that I keep coughing. The second is the Ace of Water. And on the card, it has a dolphin, which is telling me to keep in touch with your playfulness and your joy, your childlike inner child. The third card has a guardian angel on it, pouring water into a large vase, saying that your guardian angel is there for you to call on to assist you in this time. And
yeah, right.
You don't believe that?
Not always, not lately, but just go, just what else you picking up? So call on the guardian angel, what are they gonna do?
Yeah, I'm just checking in with spirit real quick. A minute. So, are you like gifted at like gardening and doing work outdoors?
No, it's totally opposite of what I do. I do like flowers though and plants. I do, but I don't plant them. No.
Well, it's just. That's what I got, was the word earth, and then I'm seeing water. So I'm thinking like growing plants and, yeah, like you could do flowers and maybe some kind of landscaping business.
Not even close. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be what you've been doing. This could be just a way to get you out of your comfort zone and into something that's new and different that would be good for you and that you could also make money doing. But it's just an option.
I know.
Thank
you. Go on.
But that is your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller 856.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling in? Hello, who is calling today?
Rosemaria.
And what is your question for me?
I have a quick question. I had two unblocked numbers. Blocked numbers, actually, I'm sorry. I was wondering if I was a friend of mine, begins with an R, if that was the one that called twice today.
I won't be able to give you specifics on that, but I can see what the cards say. One second. Okay. Okay. Are you thinking that one of these people is like a love interest that you have blocked?
Yes.
Okay. Because Oshun is coming through. She is the goddess of love, beauty, sensuality, fertility. So she is just coming through. It's just letting you know that it was a love interest. It's confirmation. The second card shows three fish swimming in a circle. So it's a water symbol. And are one of these people a Pisces or something? Or a water symbol?
He's a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Okay, well, for some reason, I'm getting this water symbol with the fish swimming in a circle. I don't know. That might come up for you later where it will mean something to you. As of right now, I'm not getting much information on that card. And then third card just shows people walking up to a body of water. So water, since there are water to water cards, where I've seen water, that could signify that, you know, one of these people is someone that you connected with on a deep emotional level. Like the depths of the ocean, a very deep relationship. Also, there is this element of fire coming through. So, possibly someone with like a hot temper.
Hot temper.
Someone that fights, huh?
A hot temper. That's him.
Yeah, so you know who I'm talking about then, and that
yeah.
is likely the person who is calling you.
Cool. Yeah, I give him a call back tomorrow. Cool.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you, appreciate it.
You're welcome. Put you on hold to listen if you want to listen. Next call. I'm not sure if I took your call yet, but 757.
Hi.
Hello. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
This is Deanna, and my question, I want to ask about my career or a job, but I'll ask you about relationship with my husband. We're going to counseling, and it's been a terrible ordeal between us, and what do you see as far as, I mean, am I going to be in the same space later? I don't want to be in the same space where we are now or this happened again, so I want to know, you know, is it okay for me to move forward with him?
Okay. So basically, should you move forward in this relationship or not?
Yeah, is he going to do this again?
Mm-hmm. So what is, you want to know if he's going to do something again or if you should or shouldn't move forward in the relationship?
Is he going to do it again? Because if he does it again, then I won't, you know, I won't move forward. So yeah, if he does anything again, any craziness.
Okay. Okay. So I have read, I can't talk today. I have my romance angel oracle cards out. And, excuse me. The first card I have is reversed. It says forgiving and learning. So that's telling me that there has not been forgiveness between you two, and that neither party, mostly he is not learning from the situation. Obviously, there is a lack of trust because I have the reverse trust card. And I have a reversed attraction card, so that's telling me that maybe there is not mutual attraction in this relationship. And the last card is saying to pay attention to the red flags. So the signs are cautioning you. That's just telling me it's pretty straightforward that it's time to move on and he's not a trustworthy person. So,
okay.
But in the end, the choice is yours and what you want to do. This is just the message that I'm getting. And I want to pull one more card for you. One second. Sorry, hand sitting here. I have to shuffle my cards really quick. Okay. So Archangel Sandalphon came through, and he says to practice gentleness in your life. Be gentle with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Try not to be too hard on him. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. So basically, get in that love frequency around people that are loving and supporting and that you can trust.
And when you said about mutual attraction, what do you mean as far as, like, you maybe think he's not attracted to me or I'm not attracted to him? Which one are you saying?
I feel like some of it's on it, like it's more leaning towards him on his end.
He's not attracted to me.
That doesn't mean that he's not attracted to you at all. It just means that it's like not what it used to be for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the spark isn't as intense as it once was, and maybe he's getting, you know, a little bored and restless. But,
well, yeah.
And
yeah, because he's
like, he wants to play around kind of energy that I'm getting from him.
Yeah, I'm just finding all of this stuff out. He's done like a year ago, and I'm just finding all of this stuff out like 5 months ago. And before I found out, it was wonderful. You know, I guess he realized, like, oh my gosh, I want my wife. You know, trying to make up for it. And so when I found out, that's when everything just went haywire. And now we are going to counseling because I'm just, like you said, I don't trust him. And he seems as though he wants to go. Like he's wanting to go, you know.
Yeah. So I'm thinking he knows he has issues. His other things are involved. So I'm hoping that counseling will help, but you're saying no.
Well, I mean, I think it would be best for you to move forward, but it's not my life, you know. You got to make that decision for yourself. What do you feel is Spirit telling you, like, in your heart? Do you think he's going to do it again, or do you think he can be trusted?
I feel like it depends on what I'm feeling that day. I feel like he will do it again. However, I feel like if we can figure out what the problem is, I know what one issue is. It's alcohol. But if we can figure it out, then maybe, because he's, I don't know. I have no idea what to think of him anymore, you know, so that's why I'm going to counseling, really, to see what's going on.
Why don't you get in touch with me on my page, Facebook page, and after the show, we can talk a little bit more if you want, or we could schedule a time to talk. I'll do it for free. My page is Enchant Psychic Reading by Christiana. It's in the description box on Blog Talk.
Let me write this down. I've got to write this down. It's under the description box under Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm. The link is there for Facebook.
Okay.
And
then
we can talk after the show.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. So next caller is 541 area code. And we only have 7 minutes left on the show, so you are the last caller for today.
Hello.
Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, this is Anne. And I have a question about the relationship that I'm in now. I've been casually dating someone for a few months, and if it will stay this way, or if you see it growing deeper and more a little more serious.
So this might seem irrelevant right off the bat, but the first card is saying to heal family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents.
Oh.
I don't know if you have any issues with your parents or any lingering resentment. It doesn't just have to
be
your parents.
They didn't demonstrate a healthy relationship at all. So yeah, I didn't grow up with any positive guide.
So that the situation is asking for your forgiveness.
Okay.
And the second card is religious factors. Your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. Does that seem relevant to you?
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay. Well, it might mean something to you later on.
Yeah.
And the third card says, give your relationship a chance, work on your partnership. So you definitely got to work on it to make it work. You know what I mean? Like, don't give up on it and keep moving forward in the relationship. And as far as if it will be like a serious relationship, let's see. I'm thinking that this will probably not be a long-term relationship, a committed relationship.
Yeah.
But, and I think the, you know, red flags are going up that's telling you that it is not going to be any, there won't be any commitment, but you can
right.
still move forward and grow in this relationship. While it lasts, you know?
Right,
Then when it's time, when you know it's time to end it, then you end it and then you move forward. Basically. And I would like to pull one more card to you. I have 3 minutes. So let me shuffle these real quick. So Archangel Haniel is coming through and the card says moon cycles. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. So if you're looking for a long-term relationship, a committed relationship, definitely go with the moon cycles. Like,
interesting.
Like, for me, I usually use a full moon to manifest what I want in life. So you can go with the full moon if that's what feels right to you, to manifest your desires that, and just throw out your intention that you want a serious partner. And
right.
During those times and really focus on it, and that should help it manifest. But that is your reading for today.
What cards do you use?
I am using the Archangel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue, and I also used the Romance Angel Oracle cards by Doreen. Yeah, Doreen Virtue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thank you so much for calling. The show is going to end any second now. Again, please go to my description box on Blog Talk. It will send you the link, or it has the link. Click on it. Go to my Facebook page and you can contact me there, send me a message, and I can give you an in-depth reading. Sometimes I do free readings. Sometimes I'll ask that you donate some money for your reading. It just depends. So just send me a message. Thank you so much for calling today, everybody. Have a blessed day.